Well, everyone, I am back. I can't believe I took this long to record again. And honestly, I did not plan it, but I just checked. And this is the exact day that I posted my first episode of my podcast back in 2020, which I'm like right before I started recording this, and I really hope I don't record this intro again because I get so frustrated when I do that, and I already mentioned that before. But so yeah, before I recorded, I went back and I was looking at the date, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is it really March 16th? And it is. I mean, come on, that's so weird because I just kept thinking to myself, I need to record like a new fucking episode, because it's been, I think, if I remember correctly, I think it was February 9th when I posted my last episode, and I should have posted another episode in February, but my ass was going through I don't even know what, which sounds weird. It sounds like I got fucked like so many times. But what I meant to say is that, you know, just school, class stuff. I have something planned next week, work related, and yeah, just some little dramas that are not necessary to mention on the podcast, but there is so much we have to catch up on because so much has happened since that last episode. I mean, I've been so out of the loop on a lot of these topics, but I'm gonna give my opinions on them. So let's just get into it. But before we get to all of the little topics of today, I have to mention my Rakuten link. So if you like to online shop a lot and want some cash back, make sure to check out that link. Poshmark is an app that you can buy and sell stuff. So if you want to make some extra money, make sure to check out my Poshmark code. This will all be in the description of this podcast and also in my podcast homepage, wherever you're listening to this. But if you're listening on Apple, make sure to leave a 5-star review and a little comment. And on Twitter, you can follow, message me, tweet me, send me a topic, request a topic at tspilltony. So yeah, I mean, gosh, every time I do that intro, I feel like it's gonna take forever, but I try to breeze through it just to get to the fun stuff. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, because I mean, the one thing I want to mention is that my sleeping schedule has improved so much, which is great. I know the time change just happened, so I think it's supposed to be like 1:22 a.m. instead of 2:22 a.m. So hopefully I don't suddenly start to get sleepy. But that's like one of the reasons why I haven't recorded a new episode up until right now, is because I've been sleeping better and just like, I don't know, it's improvements, but at the same time, I'm like overwhelmed just with this class stuff. I mean, I already mentioned that I'm taking 3 classes. And the one that I thought was going to be easy is turning out to be the most frustrating one. And I'm saving the math class that I'm supposed to take for summer. And I'm not looking forward to it, but it's the last class I need so I can get the degree that I want. And from there, it's going to be like, what is my life? I mean, I swear, I feel like this is my quarter-life crisis, and I'm really just kind of flipping out about it because I want to make things work out for me. But, you know, this podcast is like another avenue that I can basically explore a career in a way. But, yeah, we'll save if there's anything else interesting that I have to say, I'll mention it at the end of the podcast. But we're gonna get started by talking about the Super Bowl halftime show that I mentioned in my last podcast that I was going to talk about. I finally saw The Weeknd, Abel's performance, and just like right off the bat, it was like, you know, I already mentioned this before, I feel like all these public events where there's supposed to be a gathering of people, like right now in COVID times, it just, it's like, it's not the same. So why is anyone doing this? Like, we already saw the VMAs of last year. We already saw, I don't know, the Billboard whatever music awards, and it's like they're just talking to fucking screens. And it's just boring as fuck. It's like, why are we watching this shit? I don't want to see this. And everyone's going to be like, well, Tony, you know, you could fucking change the channel. I'm like, bitch, I'm not going to change the channel. I'm not going to be out of the loop on this. So, you know, the music was good. I enjoy The Weeknd's music. I mean, like, who doesn't? Everyone's fucking, you know, rubbing their pussy to fucking Blinding Lights at this point. Or like Heartless, everyone's just like banging to that one. And it's all right. It's aight. But yeah, it was missing people, obviously. And the one thing that like really stood out to me about that performance was his clunky ass shoes. I'm like, what are these church shoes? These fucking schoolboy shoes. Like, they're all black and fucking thick ass soles. I'm like, this does not work with the outfit. Like, the drip, whatever the phrases are of today, the sauce, it's not working, Abel. Like, you gotta zhuzh it up, you know? I just remember to talk about this one specific topic. Let me just note it right now. What was it? Yes, it's about the whole COVID openings, like certain states. So let me just note that before I forget. So the Weeknd shoes were like a fucking eyesore, and the whole mirror thing where they're like doing this dance sequence with like the facial bandages people. It's like, what in the funhouse is this? This is cringe. Like, all of this is cringe. Everything is cringe. Where the fuck is the audience? You know what? Thankfully, J-Lo and Shakira shook their asses last year before the closing of the world, basically, because that was it. Like, that was fucking it. Like, just, like, Shakira being, like, ay, 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 and, like, J-Lo being, like, hey, 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 and it was, like, you know, they did that, they really did that, and it's, like, everyone was there, everyone was cheering, everyone was watching fucking, you know, J-Lo shake that ass on the stripper pole, and we were living for it. But, like, with this, I feel like we were just, like, asleep, we were, like, eating the wings, we were drinking the beer, we were fucking scarfing down the nachos, but it wasn't for the halftime show. It wasn't, forget it. Okay, moving on. So I saw so many people just yapping away about this girl, Tessica Brown, I think, and her Gorilla Glue scandal. Now, when I tell you this was everywhere, it like bothered me so much. And people are going to be like, ugh, it's because she's black. I'm like, no, It's because this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. It's because, like, did it really need that much exposure? Like, this isn't. There was so much back and forth about this that it frustrated the hell out of me. People saying, like, oh, you know, she didn't do this on purpose. Like, she wanted help. She needed assistance during the COVID times. She didn't know what to do. It was an accident. I'm like, bitch, who the fuck? Who? First of all, this reminds me, just when I said that, when I said who, it reminded me of Atlanta Housewives, and they're like, who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Like, literally, I was just like rolling my eyes so hard because it was everywhere. It was on the fucking Spanish news networks. Like, in this house, so we watch a lot of Spanish shows, a lot of Univision, a lot of Telemundo, well, not Telemundo, like mostly Univision. And basically that's like my way of keeping up with my Spanish, even though it's what we speak here at the house. Anyways, that's for at the end of the podcast. There's another topic, but it was on the Spanish fucking news. It was everywhere, and I'm like, who the hell thinks, like, oh, you know what? I don't have wig glue, like actual glue that's meant for wigs. Let me try this fucking Gorilla Glue. Let me just pour this on my fucking head and call it a fucking day. Are you fucking kidding me? That glue is not meant for your fucking scalp. Bitch, what the fuck were you thinking? You couldn't just wait until the morning. You couldn't, I don't know, Postmates of fucking wig glue from Sally's. Girl, what the fuck was that? That was so fucking embarrassing. I don't give a fuck. If this was a white girl with her fucking lace weaves just trying to Kylie Jenner it up, I'd be saying the exact fucking same thing. In fact, it would probably annoy me even more if it was a white girl, because it'd be like, bitch, of course we'd expect that from you. But like a black girl with her wigs, it's like, girl, aren't you like, isn't this just like, I don't know, like second nature? Like, you already know this, like wig glue, fucking got to be fucking, I don't know. And like, where, forget it. This is just like, it was so, I mean, maybe she did this for attention, and if she did, whatever. Whatever. Get that clout how you want. But it's like, if you're like trying to be popping, trying to be a celeb because of your fucking wig mishap, girl, like, we're getting famous for this famous. We're getting clout for like the stupidest fucking shit. Where's my clout, by the way? Like, I'm actually putting effort into this fucking podcast, and you don't see people being like, you know, Tony's on the news, bitch. Tony's on the news. Like, scandal here. Girl, bye. Like, you and your wigs, bye. Like, I don't even know. Apparently, right now before I started recording the podcast, I saw that there was like this thing where the doctor found something, and if it wasn't for the wig glue or the Gorilla Glue, it wouldn't have been found. So whatever, like, if she fine, she fine. If she's sick, she's sick. Like, this is just like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't know why I didn't mention. I don't know if it was before my last episode, but it definitely got on like every entertainment news outlet out there. Another one that circulated the airwaves was Lady Gaga's fucking dog walker. First of all, do we have to address him as Lady Gaga's dog walker? Like, that's his identity is just that. we're worried more about the fucking dogs than we're worried about the actual human being who was, I don't know, shot. It bothered me so much because it's like, you know, I love animals, so don't be like, Tony, this, like, dogs have fucking feelings too. I'm like, I know what they do, bitch. I'm just saying that we're focusing more on that these are Lady Gaga's fucking dogs than we are that this is an actual human being who was shot and just happened to be walking her fucking dogs. Like, it just went, it went also everywhere. It was also on the Spanish news networks. Like, this shit was everywhere. And I'm like, why? And the fact that, like, I also saw that Lady Gaga was, like, offering a reward, and that bitch, she didn't fucking pay up. Like, the people who found the dogs are like, Gaga, where's my fucking money? And Lady Gaga would be like, what? Who? Money? Me? To you? No. I never promised that shit. What? Girl, I got a fucking sick bad romance. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Money? So, I mean, at that point, I was side-eyeing Gaga, being like, bitch, you have enough money. You better be paying that shit up. Actually, you would triple it, double it, quadruple that shit. I'd be asking for more because I'd be like, bitch, I'm giving you a fee, a late fee, because you're not paying up like you should. So these dogs, and so I'm guessing they were found. I don't know if those people got their money. Hopefully they did, and hopefully they got a shout out. Hopefully the guy who got shot got a shout out, because Lady Gaga's dog walker, really? We're going with that. It's like, who gives a fuck? Lady Gaga was, like, out in Australia, or I don't even know where she was, filming a fucking movie or something. Of course she would be. Everyone else is, like, stuck at home trying to, hate this phrase, make ends meet. And Lady Gaga's fucking earning millions of dollars for doing the bare minimum during a pandemic. I'm just saying. So that just, you know, really tickled my armpits. I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I was going to say for that. Another thing that was popular, relevant, that I did not watch yet, and I'm going to get into it why, is the Britney Spears documentary. Now, I was talking to my sister a few weeks ago about this rumored documentary, and I think it was on Hulu, and the thing that didn't interest me in watching it is the fact that it was, you know, a New York Times based documentary. Like, if this was Britney for the Record Part 2, an authorized documentary piece from Britney and her managers or whatever, her inner circle, if you will, I'd be like, I am fucking watching that shit. But because this is the New York Times, it's like, what? I'm not interested at all. This is like basically the Britney Spears Lifetime movie, but like documentary, you know, version of that. So it's like, I'm not gonna watch it. Like, boring. This is kind of like exposing stuff that should be like, it should be like her story to tell. Like, well, who's the New York Times to be doing this? Nosy ass bitches. So I don't really know what the contents were of that documentary, but just seeing how much press it got. Like, I remember being driving somewhere and the fucking local radio stations were talking about it, like being all fucking nosy and fucking just like gossipy about it. It's like, everyone shut the fuck up. Let her breathe. I might have mentioned this in my last episode about Britney, but it was just, it was too much. It was too much. And, you know, I love Britney. I love that there's like so much mystery behind her life. I like her humble beginnings. I love how she had the press like on a Michael Jackson level of fame. Like, it was like those years, 07, 08, 09, it was like LA like no other. It was like what Kylie Jenner wishes she had. Like, the Kardashians know nothing about fame at that. Like, none. Like, Britney had it in the palm of her hand. I'm just saying. Okay. Where are we with time? 21 minutes. Okay. I don't know. This might be a shorter podcast episode, but we're gonna keep going. So who knows how long the episode will be. Okay, moving on. The Meghan and Harry interview. Now, I have another episode about Meghan and Harry. Listen to that, because it's pretty funny. So yeah, this interview, I also have not watched it, but it got hella press, and I'm going to give my 25 cents worth of opinion. This is basically a recap, a mini recap of the other episode that I have on Meghan and Harry. So Meghan did that. She got what she wanted, and I fucking applaud her for it, because if it was me, bitch, I'd be like, bitch, I'm famous. Like, bitch, I got the money, I got the man, I infiltrated, and I achieved, bitch. Like, Meghan did that. And I'm just, like, applauding for her, being like, bitch, yeah, you get all these bitches riled up, you do that shit. And everyone's just, like, talking so much shit. Everyone's just being like, oh my god, Meghan and Harry, they're just hypocrites. Like, it was their plan all along to go from Canada to LA. And, like, at least that's what I think it was. I think they were, like, in Canada for, like, not even six months, I think. And they just, like, booked it and went to LA. And I'm like, good for fucking them. Like, I'm just so done. And the fact that we're still talking about the fucking royals in 2021, it's like, when are we gonna be done with these people? Like, the fucking old bat, the fucking queen, the queen. Like, what? 2021 royals, we gotta fucking throw that shit out the window. Like, I think Bill Maher said the exact same thing, and when he said it, I was just like, you know what? That's so fucking true. Royals? A position you weren't elected for, you weren't put up there for an actual fucking legitimate reason. You're just there because you were born into this bloodline. I'm like, sit the fuck down. Like, at this point, even Trump has, like, more of an authority than the fucking queen. The queen. Like, no wonder Meghan's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, get the man, get the baby, get the money, get the fame, get the press. Like, yes, yes, that's how it's done. Meanwhile, Kate Middleton is like, I don't know, with her kids in the gardens, just like frolicking around while William's just like checking out his hairline or something. But yeah, the interview, it was just like, oh my gosh, there's a serious sit down of racism and just like scandal within the Meghan and Harry household and baby Archie and fucking Oprah's giving them this one-on-one sit-down interview. And it's like, this is just exhausting. And I can't even believe I still haven't seen this interview. I think it's because I don't even remember which channel it premiered on. I don't know how long the interview is. I don't know if it's on YouTube. I don't know if it's an hour or 30 minutes, but I still need to watch it. The one thing I did see is that the press were outside of, I don't know, one of the palaces, and the paparazzi or someone's like, are you guys racist? And Willem's like, we're not racist. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course someone in that fucking palace is racist. Like, you're gonna tell me there's no one there that's racist? This house full of white people? Like, are you kidding me? Oh, please. Like, another thing that I heard or read is that, oh my gosh, that people in the palace, in the royal family, they were concerned whether Archie, the baby, was going to be black or what skin color he was going to be. And I'm just like, everyone mind your own fucking business. Literally just let Meghan breathe. Honestly, these fucking nosy ass people. Like, don't you guys have anything better to do? Like, oh, I don't know. Try to have fucking Prince Andrew in handcuffs. Like, y'all are so worried about Meghan and Harry. Like, first of all, no one gave a shit about Harry, because he was just the brother of the, I don't know what William is, the prince, the king, whatever. Like, Harry's like on a lesser podium level, and so yeah, no one gave a shit about where Harry was. They only gave a shit after he married Meghan and was like, oh my gosh, he picked a fucking half black, half white girl? What? What? And everyone was flipping out, like literally getting their panties like just lodged in there. And it was just like, why are you so fucking concerned now all of a sudden? And so, yeah, the wedding happened, and I was, like, living for it. In the moment, I was like, yes, bitch, yeah! Like, I was just like, okay, okay, she did that, she did that, she doing that. And from that point, people were just, like, on her fucking ass. It's like, bitch, let me breathe. Let me fuck my man, let me fuck, you know, everyone up, let me fucking get out of here, let me go to Canada, and let me get back to LA. And she did it. She did it, and good for fucking her. And so, yeah, this interview, I need to watch it. Hopefully in the next episode, I will have watched it, seen it, and I'll report back to you with my opinions. Because I think they're doing what probably Princess Diana wanted to do, but like, she just didn't get the chance. And Williams or Harry's like, I'm not taking any fucking chances. We're getting the fuck out of here. And I'm like, over here being like, Meghan and Harry, you do that shit, you do that, you go, girl, you go, you go. Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to say, is that Meghan and Harry are going to do what they want and just let them. Like, literally, they're in a different lifestyle than anybody in LA. Like, they're really just, like, deep in connections, and so we're all just, like, jealous as fuck. I mean, I still, like, I'm like, where is the friend who introduced Meghan and Harry together? Like, I need that friend. I need that person's number. And I need them to contact me, like, tomorrow and set me the fuck up. I need to be with, like, some sexy-ass prince from Spain or, I don't know, Mexico or... where else? Maybe another prince from the UK. I don't know. Hook me up. Maybe like a Canadian prime minister something. Justin Trudeau works. I'm fine with JT. I'm just saying. But yeah, hook me the fuck up. You know, if you're still in LA, you're still in California, send me a tweet. All right. God, I'm like really blowing through these topics. Like, it's 31 minutes only, so. Let's see. I saw that on Twitter, Bridget Mendler is trending, you know, from Disney Channel, from... Good Luck Charlie, and people are saying, like, oh, I'm saying, like, way too much in this episode, sorry if it's really annoying, because I know that I get annoyed when I overuse a word, but sometimes it just happens. So, yeah, Bridget Mendler's trending, and everyone's like, you know what? Bridget Mendler deserves the career that Selena Gomez has right now. Like, she could have had it all. She could have been popping. She could have been, you know, singing Hurricane and Ready or Not. Or I think that's what her fucking song was. I like Top of the World. I love... Yeah, I think it's Ready. I think so. But yeah, you know, she got some hits. She has some hits. And it's like, yeah, like, we need to get Bridget Mendler back in music. We need her to drop some summer bops. We need to be bopping to her music, like, you know, in June. Because she really did that. Like, if you go back and watch her, like, live performances, especially the one that she did for The X Factor, I mean, that video... I have it saved in one of my playlists on my YouTube channel. And her outfit, like, she looks like such a fucking star. And I'm just like, bring Bridget back. Where the fuck is she? Like, we need her to be like Britney Spears meets... meets Christina Aguilera? Meets Mandy Moore. She could be a mishmash of all of them, by the way. Like, she really maybe could. I like how I just sounded like I really doubted. Did I really just say that? Like, she really maybe could. Like, I really just, like... I was so confident, and then I'm like, maybe not. Oh my gosh. Like, we need to give her another shot, because her songs were hits. Like, they were summer hits, and we were just, like, bopping. We're like, summer, bitch, summer. Like, I miss, you know, those years. Like, 2013, when I think back to 2013... Really, when I graduated from high school and I can't believe it was 2013. It feels like such a different fucking time. Like, I was talking to my mom earlier in the day, and how when I think back to specific years, like when I was out living in LA, it was during 2015 and 2016. And when I think back to those years, it's like I know what happened, but it's just a memory now, and it almost feels like it wasn't even my life. Like, it didn't even happen. Like, it was almost a dream, but I know it wasn't, because I don't know. Like, some of those memories are still with me, just like all the things that I did, the places I went to, the people I met, even though they're all trash, my apartment. It was just like, it's an experience that I'm glad that I got to absorb as much as I could. Like, in the moment, I remember being like, oh, this is just like so cool. I get to be out here, I get to be doing things, going places, whatever. And it was just like such an experience, and I'm so happy that I, you know, absorbed it, that I really was immersed in that world, in that culture, and I loved it, and I want to go back. But it feels just so weird, because my life is nothing like that anymore, being out here in the Central Coast. And in the future, I definitely want to be back in LA. I really miss it. Whether or not, well, hopefully I move out there for, you know, my schooling and have it be related to what I'm studying. But it just, those years, it's like, dude. And I turned 21 during that time, and I moved out there when I was 19, I think. Yeah. And it was just like, the best. It was the best. But it was so lonely. Like, when I tell you that making friends in LA is just like such a mess, it really, really is. But, you know, graduating from high school was like so frustrating for me, because I tried to get jobs, you know, here locally, and it just wasn't happening. And I got into like this mindset where I'm like, no one's gonna hire me, like, fucking ever. Like, no one's giving me a shot. I don't know why. And for a while, I really thought, oh, you know, maybe they're not hiring me because they're racist. But like, that's like, no one was really talking about it out loud back then that I knew of. But like, the fact that I really thought that for a minute and was like, bitch, you're not gonna fucking be racist to me, bitch. Like, I'm really gonna call you out on that shit. I was like, I don't know. I feel like my life has been really progressive for my experiences. Like, I frequently tell or think to myself that, you know, I was gay, like, right before, like, the gay acceptance movement happened, or the whole anti-bullying movement happened. Like, you know, back when, on Housewives, I remember Kyle telling Camille, like, oh, quit using the buzzword of the moment, Camille, like, being bullied. And, like, that was, it's like, I don't know, like, all the shit that I went through just for being fucking gay, it's like, really? You were that invested in being a fucking asshole publicly because of my own personal fucking business? Like, go fuck yourself. Like, go hang yourself, actually. Like, these people who are quote-unquote bullies or, like, homophobic. Like, back then, homophobic wasn't even a thing. At least that, I mean, back then, it wasn't even a word that you can use, like, towards someone, which is fucking crazy. And Now it's like, ugh, you're being homophobic, bitch. You're being racist. Like, back then, I don't even think racist was a thing. Or, like, maybe it was, like, hush, hush, but, like, out loud. Now we use racist for, like, fucking everything. Like, it's every other word. And I don't know. I was like the gay kid. Like I was that person. Like I was the go-to. And it's like, go hang yourselves, everyone. You're so fucking hateful. Like your parents are fucking trash. Like you're all going to hell. Like really, like tickets and all. And it's so cringe. Like I like want to hit everyone. I really just want to take a bat to everyone's fucking face. Everyone who ever talks shit, it's like, I want to put your life on blast now. I want to find you and ruin your life. Like, come on, step out. Like, I want to see your face now. Just like, you know, in an alley just to make sure everything's, you know, not my fault. But, those experiences, like my life is really, it could be a fucking movie. Like I don't know, it is so different now, so much better now. So if anyone's going through a tough time right now and you're in high school, at the end of high school or younger, I don't know, and you're being treated like how I just mentioned, you know, once you graduate high school, you're just like, everyone can go fuck themselves. Like, I really was so, how do I describe myself back then? I just let things happen and didn't really stand up for myself. I didn't have anyone stand up for me, which is another crazy ass thing. You know, when I think back to the quote unquote nice people that I met, it's like, where the fuck were you? Like, you couldn't do anything. Like, go fuck yourself also. Like, I just had this experience, if you will, a few days ago at Target. I was at the self-checkout line, and this girl behind me was like, I really just honestly don't know if she was talking about me, but she was saying out loud, like, oh, like, why doesn't he hurry up? He's just texting, like, right there. I was in front of her using the self-checkout thing that's in front of her. And I'm there standing there with my phone, about to pay with my phone and scan like the little barcode thing for the Target app. And when I heard her say that, my ass flipped around so fast. Like, I really gave her such a fucking glare. Like, bitch, you better not be talking about me right now. I was so ready. And she stood so quietly and didn't say a fucking thing after that. And it reminds me of another experience, like right when I started, you know, going back to the college that I go to here, where I heard these guys laughing in one of the first classes that I ever took at the college that I'm in. And I heard them laughing and I don't know what they were talking about, but like my ass also flipped around and like glared there and be like, who the fuck are you laughing at? Like, let me hear you keep on laughing, bitch, because I'm going to stand right the fuck up in this class and be like, y'all bitches need to shut the fuck up. If y'all are laughing out loud, let's go. Like, let's actually go. Let's take this shit outside. Keep talking, bitch. Keep talking. So when I tell you that my ass didn't do any of that back then, like, I was like such a doormat. And I really think that because of all those experiences, like my confidence, my personality, it's just like way more in your face. It's way more direct. So in reality, like, y'all gave me such a fucking present. Thank you for this fucking gift. You really created the person who's gonna ruin your life. You really created your worst nightmare. And if we cross paths in the future, I mean, y'all are just gonna have to fucking take it, and fucking, you fucking deserve it. You really do. Such memories, everyone, memories. But yeah, I mean, I could talk about this for way too long. And we really got off topic here, but I just really want to acknowledge or mention that, you know, the past is in the past, but I mean, some of these things, you're not going to forget them. And it's not something that I think about every day. Like, really, these things fade as you get older. But in my case, I mean, I am doing way better and feel way better. And whenever I, like, you know, look, I remember looking up, like, this one guy, I think on Facebook, and when I tell you he looks like shit, I mean, he looks like fucking shit, like, the worst, like, fucking kids, like, he had a baby or whatever with this ugly-ass girl, so, I don't know, I mean, really, kids in your 20s? I'm just saying, live your fucking life a little bit before you have kids. Like, I don't know. I don't understand how these people have kids so soon. I'm like, not for me at all right now. No. Oh my gosh. I talked for a while on that. But yeah, Bridget Mendler, 2013 bops, like, just, it was a moment, it was a moment, just like One Direction, ugh, a moment. Like, remember when everyone wanted to be fucked by all of them? Like, is it just me? But, like, really, I would have been, like, with all of them twice, like, just, I mean, talk about, like, white culture right there. Like, talk about, like, would that have happened with a group of white guys, with a group of black guys? I don't think so. I don't know. I really don't know. But, like, being white, being British, being young, it all fucking worked. And it still would work today. Like, are you fucking kidding me? If that's not white privilege, I don't know what is. I'm just saying. Okay, yeah, 2013, it happened. Okay, so the other next topic, the Texas openings. Texas is, like, maskless. Texas is experimenting. They're taking a risk. They're just, like, I don't know, rolling the dice. They're really just, I don't know. I don't know. And my sister lives in Texas, so I'm not bringing that shit up with her. I'm not even, at this point, I'm not bringing anything up with her. I mean, my sister and I, we have an age difference. It's 8 years from what I know, from what I remember, whatever. Like, she's 33 and I'm 25, and both of our birthdays are in May, like 10 days apart, which is crazy. You would think that we, like, get along because we're, like, if anyone cares, we're both Tauruses. Whether you believe in astrology or zodiac or whatever, you know, it's, like I said before, I'm sure, it's just fun to joke about it because, like, I'm such a Taurus, like, by definition of a Taurus, like, I really fit the mold, and I love it because it's me. But, you know, our age difference, and I thought about this right before I started recording the podcast, like, we're so different, but we have similarities, But I think that age gap really just amplifies our differences. And I've mentioned this before in previous episodes. I'm sure that, you know, she's a lot more conservative now. She's a lot more Republican now, which I'm just like, what the fuck? But it's her life and she's gonna do what she's gonna do. But like, I still just, I don't even think that's the same person that I knew, you know, when she was still living here at home. But like, even back then, I just feel like there's such a thing of like her wanting to have me fit this mold of the person that she would like me to be, but I'm not. Like, I remember when she used to take me to the church that she found, and I would go with her, and then I would go alone when she moved away to this university in San Bernardino here in California. And this was like around 2008-ish. And I just kind of fell into that world, and then I stopped going because I just felt like people were being judgmental back then. And it's like I feel like they clearly knew that I was gay, and like I really just felt that energy shift of people being assholes. And so I stopped going, and I never went back to that church setting like on a regular basis after that. And so I just, I don't know. I feel like I just went to that specific church for a while because it was like a routine of like doing something. But did I get anything out of it? No. I felt like people were just being trash there. I don't know. It was such a weird experience. Like that's another thing where it's like a memory, but you know what happened, like I just mentioned, but I like when she got married, I'm like, okay, her personality has changed. She's a better person now. When she had her daughter, my niece, like I felt like that was another shift where I'm like, okay, she's gonna focus on her now. She has her own responsibilities, which she already had when she was, you know, when she got married. And I just feel like her influence, or her attempt to influence my life and my decisions is still something that she hasn't let go of, which irritates the hell out of me because I remember talking, we had like this crazy fucking how do I phrase this? We had like this, like a blow up, like some, this happened, I think a few months ago. And I might have mentioned this in a previous episode, but I'm not gonna get into all the details because this is a long discussion about something not even related to this episode, but it had to do almost with what I just mentioned about her really trying to mold me into this person. And when I think back to some of the things that she did in the past, specifics, it just stands out to me so much now that I really think about it, think of her personality and how she did things, how she worded things, how she like talked to me. It was so controlling. It was so like toxic. And I don't know. I just don't even, it's like I so badly wanted to understand her, wanted to be more friends with her. It's like we're related, but we're not friends. Like we're not close like that. And it's just like our personalities are so different in that way. And I don't know what caused it. I don't know if it was always there. We're on, positive speaking terms now after that specific blow up, but in that heated conversation, I had to tell her, I'm 25 and I have the final say on anything that involves me in my life, not you. And I just had to, I don't know, I don't, the fact that I had to clarify that was so embarrassing and unnecessary. Like, it's just common sense. But the fact that I really felt the need to say that out loud to someone who's 33, to clarify that I'm 25 and have been an adult since I was 18, is like, this wasn't even necessary if she just minded her own business and lived her own life. At this point, I've never said out loud, "Oh, I'm gay, right?" Like, at this point, I feel like it's so fucking obvious. Like, I'm pretty sure her husband has thought it. Yeah, like, has. What am I even saying? I'm pretty sure her husband has known since he met me the very first time. So, and the fact that she's never asked me is like weird. So I'm just assuming all these people know. Like, you would have to be deaf and blind to not realize that. So I don't know. I just like, I even remember once asking her, it's like, "Are you embarrassed by me? Like, what is your deal? What is going on?" And she's like, "No, I'm not embarrassed." And like, this is relating to something that also happened years ago that I still remember. And I don't know. After that conversation, I was like, I'm not gonna forget this, right? Like, I'm not gonna forget. Like, I'm gonna forgive you, but I'm not gonna forget this conversation. And her response, like, what was it? I was like, "No one said you have to forget it," or I don't know, something like so backhanded. Like, I wanted her to know that I'm not going to forget it because I really do feel like it's going to happen again. And people could be like, "Oh, that's just you thinking negatively about it." It's like, of course I'm going to think negatively about it. This has been happening for years. That was the first time where I had to really like lay it all out and say, "You're being a terrible person. You're being a quote-unquote mean girl." And I'm like, has anyone ever called you out on something like this? Like, I really feel like no one's ever like called her out on anything. And the fact that I had to be the person to do it, it's like, really? Really? Me? Like, if only her friends knew how she was personality-wise with me. Like, I don't even think they would know who this person is. I mean, my sister is, she's my family. I care about her. But this side of her is not healthy to have around. Like, I just really hope that my sister really absorbed that heated conversation and really understood everything that I said so she can learn from that experience. learn from what I mentioned and improve, because I really hope that doesn't happen again. I feel like it could happen again, but I really don't want it to. It was so unnecessary, and it really had to do with, it had to do with this virus and some other stuff related to traveling. And so it's like she's in her own world, and her being out in Texas influences her thoughts and opinions about all these topics. And she knows that that we are different about it. But the thing that really stands out to me is that she's from here, like me. She was born here in California. She was raised here in California. And I don't know, like, her personality was, I feel like it might have been a lot better when she was younger, when she was in her, you know, early 20s. But, like, there was, like, this such a clear shift, you know, like, a few years later down the road. And it's really uncomfortable to be around. You know, she's my sister, and I want to be in my niece's life. But there was a moment during that conversation where I said, where I wanted to say, you know, if you treat your daughter like this, the same thing's going to happen, like what has happened to me. Like, it will, it's not a healthy personality to be around. Like, it's just, you know, your own child's probably going to really resent you for being so controlling, and I just don't know. And I'm speaking about this because of my experience, you know, growing up with her, hanging out with her, you know, back when she did move out, and, you know, me staying with her when she was living in San Bernardino and when she was living in LA. It was, like, I'm speaking from experience here. And, you know, even if her husband had an opinion about it, it's like, you really don't know what it was like to be raised alongside her. Like, this is something only I could have an opinion about. Wow, I really got off topic, but I really hope you all enjoy, like, this little side bit of the podcast, because I remember listening to this other YouTuber turned podcaster, and when she was talking about, like, her family issues and her drama with her sister, like, it was juicy. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I love hearing about other people's drama. But, like, this conversation about me and my sister, it was just, it was, like, a long time coming. Like, it really, it was building up to that really unfortunate conversation. It was so ugly, and like I said, I told her I'm not going to forget it. And even now, you know, after that conversation, I mentioned to her about that math class that I'm going to be taking in the summer. And she was, like, kind of saying, well, like, don't you want to take it, like, in the fall? And I actually told her, I was like, You know, I want your opinion because I dropped this math class because I was, you know, getting overwhelmed by it. And I wanted her opinion about, you know, because she also went to the same college that I'm going to now. And I asked her, I'm like, okay, so which math class did you find easier when you were going there? And it was like, it was like such a annoyed response, like something that I'm just gonna have to like deal with, which I know I have to deal with it. I'm not gonna give up just now when I'm one class away from my degree. And she was just like, you know, they were all difficult. They were all, you know, frustrating. Like, you're just gonna have to deal with it. And like really didn't give me like a definitive answer. It was just like so, I don't know, like a slap in the face almost. And when I mentioned that I was thinking about doing it in the summer, she's like, oh, you know, you might as well just take it in the fall, like blah blah blah. But like in a tone of voice that's more like, I know better than you, you should just do what I'm saying. And I'm like, no, I'm taking it in the summer, and that's that. I'm going to, you know, suffer through it for 6 to 8 weeks and get it over with, because I'm not going to wait more, I don't know, fucking 4+ months and get it at the end of the year, my degree. Like, fuck that. I'm going to take it in the summer, and that's that. And I just wanted your fucking opinion, but you're giving me another, you know, side eye rolling response. And it's like, I don't need that. Even when I'm being nice about it and wanting to get your opinion, you're just getting this little tone attitude with me. It's so annoying. It's so, like, now at this point, it's like, I'm 25. I don't need an attitude from you. Like, in the past, it was like, oh, I'm giving you an attitude because I'm younger. No, actually, you're the one also with an attitude, so you might as well look in the mirror and record yourself, because your tone of voice is terrible. Like, it's really something that I highlighted towards her, saying, like, you really need to improve yourself about this. You really need to work on yourself about this, because it's ugly. Like, that personality type is ugly. And like, she went through an experience that like really shook her up a few years ago, and like this outburst that she had during this, the heated conversation, it's like, this doesn't match up. This, you know, the person that you say you are that had like this traumatic experience, like, this doesn't match up. Like, I've always been more of a sensitive person, and I really don't give a fuck about it. It actually means that I have fucking feelings and can empathize with a lot of people. But her being like so heated in that moment was the nastiest thing I have ever had to deal with. Okay, like, this has been like such a tea spill with Tony, like, let me tell you. Yeah. To end that, this piece of the podcast, I am in a good space, I'm in a good spirit with my sister now, but hopefully it doesn't ever go down that path anymore. And if it does, I'll, you know, talk about it here on the podcast. Okay. I don't even know what topic I was on before I got into that. I think, yeah, I was talking about Texas. So, yeah, you know, they're going to open up. They've been open up. So, hopefully that doesn't backfire. And if it does, well, every other blue state in the United States is going to be like, well, you know, we try to tell you, whatever, do you, whatever. Just keep showing up on TikTok and on YouTube, people exposing you, but whatever, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, which I hate saying that, by the way, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, blah, 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 Texas is going to do what they're going to do. Okay. So for my Spanish-speaking listeners, I have been watching some novelas. One of them is on Hulu, and I don't know if it has subtitles, but this is a novela that I watched back when it was on TV. It was on Telemundo. It was back in like 2010 or 2011. It's called Aurora. And let me tell you, the guys on that novela are so fucking cute. So sexy, so cute, so fine. And I'm just now finishing the series up. I highly recommend it. The music on that novela is so good. The guy who plays Martin, his name is Eugenio Siller, is like the cutest guy, and he's Mexican. Like, he's like the whitest looking guy ever, but he's Mexican, and like so fine, so sexy. Even the guy who plays Christian is also super fine, super sexy, and he's like more tanned, like just gorgeous. So that, I love the story. I mean, it's like about this girl who comes back to life after being frozen, like after her death or something. And I just live for it. I live for it. It's like one of the best novelas I have watched. Like, it almost feels like it's been done low budget, but the story is so good. Another one that I love is Teresa, which, I mean, if Teresa has to be a fucking Taurus, because let me tell you, she loves money, she's, like, poor, she wants to become rich, she gets with, like, a rich professor who is played by Sebastián Rulli, and it's so fucking good. Like, Sebastián can wreck me any day of the week, like, he's so, so fine. Highly recommend that one. Another one that I want to watch again, but I don't know if it's on any streaming platforms, is El Triunfo del Amor. Like, it's so good. Like, it features one of the girls from Rebelde, RBD, which is another one that I watch. That series is also really good. You could find the episodes on YouTube for Rebelde, but the actress who is on El Triunfo del Amor is Maite Perroni. Everyone who's like not a Spanish speaker can just like zoom by this right now, like just skip to the end. But I love El Triunfo. Like, it's so fucking good. Like, William Levy is on that fucking novela, and he's so sexy. He was also in J-Lo's music video for I'm Into You, and I'm like, oh, just yum, yum. What else? Yeah, those are my go-tos. Like, El Triunfo's storyline is so fucking good. Like, it's so... And, like, the good thing about novelas is that there are so many episodes, but they're all so fucking good. Like, I just live for them. Live for them. And Teresa's just, like, the guy who plays Mariano's also sexy. Like, just the best. I highly recommend those. But Aurora is on Hulu, so check that out. I've been watching it. I think I'm, like, almost at the end, which is so sad. And if you don't know, well, actually, you know what? There's a twist around the 100 episode mark, which is the saddest thing ever. And I'm still pissed about it. I'm still so pissed. But yeah. Check it out, check it out, check it out. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm a novella, like, binge watcher. Like, so good. So good. Okay. The last topic I'm going to touch on is YouTuber related. So we finally got to the YouTube portion. So I saw Trisha Paytas got a new house with Moses, her bling cups, her. The house isn't that nice on the outside, I'm not gonna lie. Like it looks like a regular fucking Calabasas house. Like, and I'm pretty sure she lives in Calabasas. Like, I see the hills. Like, I know those hills. Like, I know my fucking ass crack. Like, I just do. I just do. Or Hidden Hills. It's one of those. And the house, it just looks kind of like boring, whatever. So yeah, she's like, Trisha's like, Moses built me this cupboard with my bling cups, and like, someone finally loves me for my bling cups, like, whatever. And I'm just like rolling my eyes, being like, Trisha, we haven't forgotten that you were such a trashy ass bitch, and you still are fucking showing your asshole, showing your pussy, showing you being fucked by like that one guy who was like one of your dancers, which by the way, can do me any day of the week. Like, how, why did he, how much did Trisha pay him? I don't get it. Why that guy who's attractive, who's skinny, who is kind of sexy, was railing her? Why? Like, I literally, I don't understand it. I don't know if he has like a fat fetish or something, but he can do so much better. I don't know what's that guy's name. I need to figure this out. I will mention it in my next podcast or in the description of this podcast. But like, he was kind of cute. Like, I think he's like Asian, Hispanic, something. I don't know what his name is. But he was like a dancer in one of her music videos. And he kind of like does like porn videos on Twitter, which I have saved. But yeah, he like did one with Trisha, and it was so weird. It was so weird. It was like he like said like he, like she came like four times, and I'm like throwing the fuck up, like mentally and almost physically. And I'm like, why her of like, do you have any self-respect? Like, you see, like, you're, is he seeing the same pussy that I saw in that one picture that she has up? Like, it's all fucking dusty and brown and fucking gray. Like, just, I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyways, he cute, he fine, he can do me instead. So she does that. She's being a bitch on camera towards Moses. Moses said her pussy stinks, like in a text or something. And we're just supposed to be like, oh, they're gonna work out. They're gonna last. Okay, Trisha. Okay. And like, let's be real, Moses there for the money, he there for the lifestyle. He knows, you know, he's the sugar baby in the relationship. Like, you know, he be in her cars, he be driving her cars, he be living in her house. Like, she paid for that house with her OnlyFans money and fucking YouTube money or whatever she's making now. I don't know. Do I think it's gonna last? I'm gonna give it like
a 30-40% 30-40% chance of lasting. The other percentage, it's gonna fail. Like, I feel like it's gonna fail. They're not going to last with Trisha, you know, being obsessed with his culture and, like, fetishizing him, whatever the fuck it is. Like, no. I don't think it's gonna last. I just think that Moses is there for convenience. Moses is just, like, riding the wave. Or the whale, whatever you want to call it. And it's just weird. It's weird. I think Trisha, deep down, personality-wise, she could be a nice, good person. But I feel like she's ruined pretty much all of it. Like, I don't know. Like, she really just needs to work on herself and not, you know, sticking a fucking dildo up her ass. Like, I really think she needs to work on herself personality-wise with a really good therapist. She has the money to pay. Not be in a relationship for, like, 2 years plus. And, like, just not do YouTube or OnlyFans or anything. Get off social media, work on yourself, and, you know, regroup and just do that. I don't know. Trisha be a mess. Oh my gosh. I'm still thinking about that guy who was, like, banging her. I don't know. When I see, like, skinny guys with, like, bigger people, I just think to myself, what are you seeing? Like, what are you seeing? Like, I'm not trying to be like, here, me, skinny mini me. Like, I also weigh a little more, but trust me, I am actually working on it instead of making fucking mukbangs and fucking going to the drive-thru like several times a week. Actually putting in an effort to work out. But I'm like, what are you seeing in someone like Trisha? Because, you know, people carry their weight differently, and with Trisha it's so fucking clearly visible. I don't fucking know. I remember seeing this guy in one of my college classes, like, back before the pandemic happened, and I kept wondering, I'm like, is he going out with her? Are they together? Like, are they an item? Are they a couple? Like, I don't know, but I want to know. It's none of my business, but I really want to fucking know. Because it's so, I don't know. Like, these people who do that, it's like, you must really not give a fuck. You're after a few things. You're after, like, getting it in. You're, like, personality first instead of looks first, which is like the really backwards order of first impressions. But you have like a fetish of some sort. You're a feeder. I don't know what else. Like, I just think it's so strange. But at the same time, I'm like, where are these guys, like, trying to get after me? Like, hello? Here I am. I'm just saying. Like, that guy who did Trisha, I'm like, here I am. Like, come on, get me. Like, over here, toned and tanned in all the right places. I'm just saying. I don't know. But yeah, Trisha be in her house doing whatever. And Moses, I really don't know what the fuck he does. So, other YouTubers, just to finish this podcast up, let's see. What else has been happening? I saw that Jeffree Star posted this video about, I don't know, saying goodbye, but apparently it's about someone who quit on his team. Who gives a fuck? he made a huge mistake with like this crowded group. I don't know. Don't give a fuck. What else? David Dobrik got exposed by this tweet, where he wanted clout, but like none of that is surprising because David Dobrik is a clout chaser, just like James Charles is now. Not surprising at all, I'm just saying. Like, does anyone really care about David Dobrik, like, in 2021? Like, aren't we past that now? I'm just saying. By the way, I have a whole episode, podcast episode, that you can listen to about David Dobrik. Go listen to that. It's pretty funny, if I do say so myself. James Charles has allegations. I don't know what the fuck happened, but he was on the way to the police station by sister. What? I don't know what happened here. JoJo Siwa came out as a lesbian or something. So good for her. She's gonna do her, live her life, whatever. Whatever. Do you saw that? Jeffree Star, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, okay. Dude, does that girl, the Gorilla Glue girl, is she wearing contacts? Like, Tessica Brown? Like, I see, like, this fucking photo of her, and it's like, are you wearing contacts? And what is up with those spider lashes? Girl, calm down. Tone it down. Like, you're not, like, you don't need to do all that. I'm just saying. If you like to do it, whatever, do you. I'm just saying. What else? What else? What else? What else? Shane Dawson was called out by Tana Mojo Mongo. You know what? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck about any of these people? Like, honestly, I haven't been keeping up with YouTuber drama, YouTuber tea, and for good reason. It's not as interesting as it used to be. I feel like there was such a shift because at this point, we've already seen everyone partying last year, and everyone's just being trashy. So, yeah. Listen to me instead. Why do you need that tea? You already got the tea for me and my drama. So keep on listening. And what else? What else? What else? What else? I can't believe it's been a year since my first episode. I remember talking about those stupid cruise ships when the virus was just exploring and fucking running amok last year. And to think we're back where we started is, it's almost like looking into a black hole in space and you're just like, oh, well, here we go again. But my birthday is going to be, like I said, in May. I'm going to be 26. So let's just say 25 was like, it was so-so. I really just don't even have it like high expectations for anything. So, you know, when the new year rolled in, it's like, I'm not going to be like, this is my year. Like, at this, I already learned my lesson once. So, if you have been listening since then or have been listening recently to my podcast, thank you so much. I think we're at 3,300 listens now. So, it's slowly growing. If you like this, share the podcast on YouTube, share it with a friend, share it with, you know, a gossip lover, a tea lover, pop culture lover, whatever. Share it, review it on Apple if you're listening on Apple. And keep checking back. I apologize for, you know, taking such a long break between the last episode and this one. I really did not plan that and really wanted to record a lot sooner. But maybe it wasn't meant to be since we're exactly a year in now, today. And yeah, I think that's going to be it for this episode. It's about to be 4 a.m. and I'm not sleepy, so the episode should be posting in a few minutes. So yeah, I'm still going to be awake, but I'll see you all in the next episode, and hopefully it'll be in about 2-3 weeks. All right, hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and later, bye.